Hey guys, what's going on? Coach AB here. I'm out in Europe. I'm here for the winter. It's cold. But hey, I'm coaching a team, getting them ready for the 2023 season here in Europe. As we start to do our preparation for the season, we're starting to work mentally, and I've come across a system that I think can help a lot of young players in their development. It's E plus R equals O. E plus R equals O. Stick around and I'll share with you the equation. I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's going to be a real cool show. Really quick one, but really cool. Yeah, stick around.
To the Baseball Nomad Podcast.
On this podcast, we take a deep dive into the international game of baseball and softball.
Every week on the show, we will talk with coaches and players from around the world, where we'll discuss preparation, motivation, and building a consistent mental process for those high-leverage, high-stakes situations.
If 90% of the game is mental, we need to stop giving everything a physical remedy.
Stick around for your host. He's played and coached professionally on 5 different continents and won 12 different national championships.
He's the original baseball nomad. Some call him the hit doctor, but heck, you can just call him Coach AB.
So E plus R equals O. In other words, event plus response equals outcome. All right. Listen, events are always happening, right? You get stuck in traffic, or you're out and your iPhone power dies, right? Or you go to the store and you get stuck behind the lady with all the change, right? And you got somewhere to be. These are events, or, you know, you could get sick, right? These are events, and they're always happening from moment to moment in our lives, right? But it's how we choose to respond, okay? Your response allows you to create the outcomes that you desire. Okay. Now we know that life has a way of throwing you curveballs. We also know that, you know, in this game, things don't go always to what we planned, right? And sometimes you have to get creative. It's up to us, you know, how we shape our story, so to speak, right? Our future success depends on the strength of our response, our responsibility, right? Our ability to respond. We have to learn, especially as a young player, we have to learn to that there's power in pivoting, okay? And making adjustments and making something beautiful off of a difficult situation. I forgot who said it, but they said the name of this game shouldn't be called baseball. It should be called adjust ball, right? Because you're constantly making adjustments, right? I tell you what, I was in the gym with some of my guys last night, and they're hitting off of a soft toss machine, which was really cool because, you know, you don't need anyone else. And, you know, the feeds are always perfect, right? So some of our teammates aren't the greatest feeders out there, right? I know I got a few in my mind, but the feeds aren't always perfect. And so this is a great, you know, tool that we use in the winter in the gym. I just put some heavy slugs on there and let the guys go to work. And basically what we're trying to do, what I was trying to get my guys to do yesterday was I was trying to get them to isolate the middle, right? Anchor their feet and just, you know, use the middle to drive the ball. And anyway, one of my young players was struggling. He was, you know, essentially he was rotating off the ball, you know, trying to hit a little bit too hard. And so, you know, you could tell, you know, after he missed a couple of off the soft toss machine, he was a little embarrassed because, you know, I mean, it's a soft toss machine and he's missing them. He struck out on the soft toss machine, right? And, you know, you understand, you know, you're a little bit embarrassed, but you could see that he was getting really down on himself, right? Really down on himself. And, you know, at one point, After a few swing and misses and we ended up rotating, I called him over and I said, hey, listen, I noticed you, you're a little hard on yourself here in December. And I asked him, I said, hey, where's the umpires at, son? Are you in uniform today? Where's the official scorekeeper at right now? And so he started to get where I was coming from. Our time in the gym isn't, you can't record an extra base hit or a home run, right? It doesn't count, right? And so instead, I pointed out, instead of him getting emotional about failing, and just quietly, failure's built into this game, right? But instead of him getting emotional about it, right, there is something to be learned, right? There's information that was just provided that instead of him using his middle, he was actually overcompensating and rotating. And that's a good thing to know in December, right? But this, as young players have to get used to, they have to get used to this, the power to pivot and to make those adjustments and make something beautiful out of something that might be a difficult situation, right? E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals your outcome. So I don't want to call it a shortcut, but you're going to save a lot of time here when you realize that the outcome, you control half of the equation when you recognize that you have significant impact on the outcome by how you respond to the event. Okay. The part that's probably going to save you a lot of time, it's just about being present, right? And being mindful and getting used to recognizing the gap between situations, right? Because there's a gap. Boom, something happens and you can either, there's the gap, here's the pause. You can either take a breath in, analyze it, choose how you're going to respond, or you can react emotionally, uncontrollably, right? That's being present. That's being mindful, yeah? And that takes discipline, yeah? It takes discipline and the ability to understand, that your response is in your hands. Yeah, you can take control of any challenging situation instead of reacting emotionally or uncontrollably, right? But it's something that you have to train. You have to train calm, right? You have to know the mechanics of confidence, right? And I say this all the time. I get on this podcast, and I'm not trying to motivate anyone. Okay. I don't believe, if I got to give you my Remember the Titans speech to get you going, you're in trouble, right? Because motivation, that fuels the average person, right? But you're going to take that motivation and you're going to get all fired up. And then, what happens on Tuesday at 6 o'clock, right? At some random time when it's cold and you don't want to do something and you don't got the motivation, you don't got me in your ear with my Remember the Titans speech, right? Motivation, that fuels the average person. Discipline. Now, that's what fuels the elite person. Okay. Discipline to respond, right? To take control of any challenging situation instead of reacting emotionally or uncontrollably, right? Train the calm. It starts with your head first, right? Have a plan. Okay. That's going to keep you focused to achieve the results that matter the most to you when the situation matters the most. Because we know life is full of events, but it's your resilience and it's your resolution and it's your courage and it's your mindfulness that dictates those outcomes, recognizing those gaps, okay, with a sense of confidence and, that discipline to act with a sense of urgency. And now what I mean sense of urgency is not boom, go in, go out. No, it's that urgency to breathe and work your plan. Okay. And know that you can handle whatever comes your way because you're prepared. You can make the most of any situation. Okay. Again, E plus R equals outcome. The key is how you choose to respond, to stay strong and persist despite whatever challenges arise. Right? Train calm, know the mechanics of confidence, and probably most importantly, don't forget to breathe. Right? Get ready, man. Get ready to bring your A game. Let's go. Let's get it done.
I got to go harder. He mad, they can't stop us. My jersey always pop up. They cop it, they bought it. Yo girl, scream my name out loud, she all in the crowd. Made her proud, you brought her shame. Check me out, look at the flame. I can never miss. Look at the flick, flick. I can never miss. Look at the wrist, wrist. I can never miss. Look at the fit, I'm healthy. I can never miss. Hey, we go eat those shots when it's lunchtime. We go beat those blocks when it's crunch time. You know we're going all the way. You know we're going hard.